Unit 67, Stalinism. Under the rule of socialism, the Soviet Union faced some troubling times for many long years. It is amazing how quickly an idea can be turned askew. Askew. Due to the misguided leadership of a few people, Stalin enforced a harsh penal system into his government that totally shut off the country from the rest of the world. Many historians still make annotations in textbooks to Stalin for the unforgivable crimes that he committed while in power. Stalin originally intended to follow socialist policies. However, as he rose to power, he launched a diabolical scheme that gave him total control of all Russia. He interposed himself in all the facets of the public and private lives of citizens within Russia. Under Stalin's rule, all of society was expected to laud him for all that he was doing for the country. Any hint of dissent or rebellion was quickly dealt with, even performing music on instruments like a zither could be a reason for attracting attention to oneself by the government. If one were caught practicing anti-governmental activities or even suspected of it, they were sent to the begrimed gulags in Siberia. Entering into a gulag, one would immediately smell the potent stench of death in the air. Families would go as far as to purge themselves in front of officials to avoid being sent to these death camps. The scene inside was grotesque, as prisoners were given little food and water and forced to work hard labor in the cold all day. Disease and conditions affecting the skin, such as eczema, were common causes of discomfort and pain inside the walls of the prison camps. Guards would patrol the courtyards with grimaces on their faces to show how much they despised those who were put there. In turn, the prisoners huddle up in collective melancholy, praying that they could one day find the means to escape or be set free. The oppression that Stalin inflicted upon his people is often regarded as one of the worst cases of genocide in history. His brutal tactics led to the overthrow of socialism decades later and the rise of the wealthy oligarchy to the Russian government.